Wizards of Once by Cressida Cowell. Read by David Tennant. This is a story with two heroes. The boy, Zar, is from a wizard tribe, but he has no magic, and he will do anything to get it. The girl, Wish, is from a warrior tribe, but she owns a banned magical object, and she will do anything to conceal it. Prologue. Once there was magic. It was a long, long time ago, in a British isle so old it did not know it was the British Isles yet, and the magic lived in the dark forests. Perhaps you feel that you know what a dark forest looks like. Well, I can tell you right now that you don't. These were forests darker than you would believe possible, darker than ink spots, darker than midnight, darker than space itself, and as twisted and as tangled as a witch's heart. They were what is now known as wild woods, and they stretched as far in every direction as you can possibly imagine, only stopping when they reached a sea. There were many types of humans living in the wild woods. The wizards, who were magic, and the warriors, who were not. The wizards had lived in the wild woods for as long as anyone could remember, and they were intending to live there forever, along with all the other magic things. Until the warriors came. The warriors invaded from across the seas, and though they had no magic, they brought a new weapon that they called iron. And iron was the only thing that magic could not work on. The warriors had iron swords, and iron shields, and iron armour, and even the horrifying magic of the witches was powerless against this metal. First, the warriors fought the witches and drove them into extinction in a long and terrible battle. Nobody cried for the witches, for witches were bad magic, the worst sort of magic, the kind of magic that tore wings from larks and killed for fun and could end the world and everyone in it. But the warriors did not stop there. The warriors thought that just because some magic was bad, that meant that all magic was bad. So now the warriors were trying to get rid of the wizards too, and the ogres, and the werewolves, and the untidy, quarrelling mess of good sprites and bad sprites that burned like little stars through the darkness, casting mischievous spells on each other, and the giants who moved slow and careful through the undergrowth, larger than mammoths and peaceable as babies. The warriors had sworn that they would not rest until they had destroyed every last bit of magic in the whole of that dark forest, which they were chopping down as fast as they could with their iron axes to build their forts and their fields and their new modern world. Queen Sycorax, Iron Warrior Queen, had nailed a notice to many trees which read, "You have now entered the Iron Warrior Empire. All magic is banned in this territory. No sprites, no giants, no roger breaths, no snow cats, no werewolves, no green teeths or any other magic creatures. No flying, no enchanted objects, no spelling, cursing or charming, no magic whatsoever. And any wizards entering these lands may most unfortunately have their heads removed. By order of Her Majesty, Queen Sycorax, Iron Warrior Queen." This is the story of a young boy wizard and a young girl warrior who have been taught since birth to hate each other like poison. The story begins with the discovery of a gigantic black feather. Could it be that the wizards and the warriors have been so busy fighting each other that they have not noticed the return of an ancient evil? Could that feather really be the feather of a witch? I am a character in this story who sees everything, knows everything. I will not tell you who I am. See if you can guess. The story begins here. Don't get lost. These woods are dangerous.